And record.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's
all right, hang on.
Feel the love.
Speaking of
what? Like I say, I'm all ears.
I'm all ears. I can hear you now. Speaking of, if you want to hand me that once it's going.
Yeah, I've dropped the needle on it.
Talk with all by myself. Right here, the pride and joy of Kansas City. Mr. Jay McShann, the latest vinyl score, my friends. It's beautiful.
My love for you.
Side two. Same misbehaving.
Good old Fats Waller standard.
Yeah. And this is a stellar lineup of cats on here.
It's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you
and you.
Like Jack Horner in the corner. Don't go
so,
nowhere. What do I care?
As we do, we lay this down with a nice bed of greens, I mean music, and we start things off the right way here.
Yeah.
And welcome to what we affectionately call Neon Talk, which is the Neon Beat with Mr. John Christopher and Neon Jazz with me. And what we do is we get together and we just lie to each other for a little while.
That's funny. I just pulled up in my driveway a little while ago. It's raining pretty hard here presently.
Yes.
And he brings along a jazz album. We just track a needle through it and then just do a little tit-a-tate.
And what we did tonight was we did vocals for my next two shows, 451 and 452. And you didn't realize, which I wanted to talk to you about.
Sprung that on me as a surprise. Had spoken to
Mr. Kevin Eubanks from the Tonight Show Band. And it was one of those things where when you can get penciled in, you get penciled in.
Yeah.
And as it happened, we had it scheduled for a Tuesday night and he couldn't do it. I didn't get a call. I got a hold of his agent and we got back the next night around the same time. He profusely apologized, and I said, listen, it's fine. It's a fast life. There's a lot going on. I totally understand. And he said, listen to me. I'm serious. I don't do this. And that just began a course of conversation that illustrates as to why he is who he is, and he did what he did for 18 years on that bandstand.
Yeah.
He's a classy, wise, beautiful soul. I mean, at one point I asked him, I always ask these guys at the end, I try to stage it well, but I always ask them, who do you think you are? And they always have to be like, what do you mean, who do I think I am? Who do you think you are?
Well, tongue-in-cheek question. I mean, basically, that's what you're asking throughout the interview. Isn't that correct?
That's the essence. I want to get to the
I admire your honesty. Now, get out of my face.
That's right. Get out of my face.
take the, well, a lot of people like the direct approach. What the heck?
Yeah, that's the way jazz is. It's a very direct improv drenched medium. But I asked him who we thought he was, and his answer was amazing. You can hear the full interview on my blog. But what he talked about was he's a planetary citizen. He's very cognizant of the fact that he's on a big ball of rock rotating around a big heat source, and that we can cut our fingers, it can heal, we can plant a seed and eat food off of it, and in the whole scope of things, it's probably pretty easy for us to get along. And he just is a very grateful guy to be a musician for this long in his life. It was refreshing. One of those interviews, I didn't know what to expect going into it.
Yeah.
But he was an unbelievably inquisitive, cool cat, man.
I remember the first time that you got a celebrity, if you will, and I know that jazz musicians wince at the notion of being celebrities at all. They're just doing that thing they do.
Yes.
Okay, kind of like you and me right here.
Right.
This is just fun.
Yeah.
We'll set our cup out now and again. You can drop a quarter in it if you like, but that's not why we do it. But if you were, I remember the first time you interviewed Sonny Rollins.
Yes.
You know, you talk about down to earth.
Wow.
And you were talking to the music
when
you were talking to that guy.
And
amazing interview, and you managed to get a couple of lines off of him, that we still use.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was so humble. It's like I asked him at one point how he dealt with fame, and he laughed and said, "Oh, you think am I famous?"
Yeah.
And then I asked him about Road Trip, which was one of his newest CDs, and he said, "I'm always trying to release my best album of all. I haven't done it yet." It's like, how can you? What? All the material you put out, but that's the way these guys roll. They're always looking at the next existential road sign down the street, and they're going from there. You know, so there's a beauty in that poetry, I guess. so to speak.
Okay, once again, in case you're wondering about the timing of all these, the neon talk as we get together and do these, usually we've just, well, in each instance, we've just completed a show for the Neon Jazz site and the radio show.
Yes.
And we're kind of rolling with a little extra energy to sort of burn down in a healthy way. So we get on the get online here, track an album, and talk.
Go from there.
Yeah.
The one thing, too, that's always, and I wanted to bring this in, which I kind of wanted to thank them, too. I'm always very grateful that I get CDs in the mail, which is always so nice. Red Cat Publicity, my man Jason Paul is always good about sending it over. And this one, I don't know who this is, Mouthpiece Music, but I'm always grateful. Want to give a shout out. I love putting new music out there. And that's the thing about jazz that I always recognize, is that it's so good to mince the modern with the old. I think sometimes you get pigeonholed with jazz with the older era, that glorified 50s era. I mean, even swing and all of those other eras combined. But what's going on today in the world of jazz, there's a lot of talent, and it's evolved, and it sounds wondrous.
Yep, yep. And you can still hear the shoulders that they're standing on in each case. Everybody kind of taking it to themselves, putting their personality to it, and their experiences to it. So that gives it the brand that you hear in each person. But all in all, one big family.
And the beauty of it is that I always hear from these modern cats. Like today I talked to, the other day I talked to Stockton Helbing. He's a young drummer out of Dallas.
Yeah.
He is touring with Doc Severinsen. He's been doing it for years. Doc's going to turn 90 and they're going to have gigs.
Get out of here.
Oh my God. Can you imagine at 90?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'd hear the other day, I heard that Doris Day turned 95. And she, a couple of years ago, she just finished another album.
It's crazy.
I mean, you got to do that thing you do.
They got good genes, man.
Yeah. I hope you and I are doing the same thing. And I hope I'm behind a microphone bringing the good music to you. Whenever I'm old enough to do it, I'll still be pointing over there. You see that field over there?
Turn on that Hon Air shine.
That used to be corn for growing over there to, you know, annoy my daughters. The piece,
right.
Dad, stop. We know. All over there, that was cornfield. That Walmart wasn't there.
There was nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing. This house wasn't even here.
Put on some Miles Davis and turn down that garbage, all
right? That's right. Put on some real music.
Yeah. This again is who?
This is Mr. Jay McShann. I think we've slipped out of Ain't Misbehavin', Same Misbehavin', and we've gone into I'd Rather Be Drinking Muddy Water. I wonder what's in that water. I have a hunch.
Mr. Muddy Waters himself.
That's right. Right out of Chicago.
When I was a disc jockey playing music at clubs, occasionally I'd get a blues connoisseur in there.
Yeah.
And I'd be playing something pop. Through a couple of drinks, the guy might say to me, "Oh man, but you got some Muddy Waters or even some Benny King." Unfortunately, I may not have brought any with me that evening, and he'll, like, in a pleasant way, say, "Oh man, get a collection."
Just a little bit of blues.
Yeah.
Some BB in there. You can do it. But yeah, Jay was always good about swapping in the blues whenever he could. And Jay was a titan, man. He played with everybody. He was a staple here, you know. So it's one of the reasons why I wanted to get Jay plugged into this. Anything else going on? I can't.
Not a heck of a lot. Just if any lightning hits close here this evening, it's likely to shut us down.
Yeah.
I always get a little nervous taking a shower or being near a metal microphone at times like this.
Good thing we're not doing it outside.
Yes, honey, I'm coming upstairs out in my electric chair. I'll be up there in a few minutes.
We're just recreating that scene from Caddyshack, you know, that one? At the golf club.
Yeah.
This is sponsored by Ben Franklin. I think that's it. The new issue of Downbeat came out. That's another nice thing that's always very essential in the world of what we do here at Neon Jazz. We're always, like I said earlier, there's kind of a theme here. We're always trying to get the newest cats that are doing the good work in jazz, and we're digging it, man. And that's what we do.
Wonderful community.
Oh, my God. Jazz cats, I love them. Love every single one of them.
All right. Well, sir, I guess we'll trail out here with... I'd rather drink muddy water. What do you got to tell you? Oh, yeah. Jay McShann and the Big Apple Bash.
That's right.
Till the next time, enjoy the music,
my friends.
That's
right, my friends.
Neon Jazz.